Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, following anything that turned out to be successful can be a challenge. A great toast at a celebration, a popular president, a military hero, and of course an award-winning and or money-making Broadway performance, which is why shows often close when the star leaves, such as anything with Denzel Washington and a recent one with Amy Schumer. Well, now, I confess that I did not pay the $700 or more necessary to see Bette Midler in Hello, Dolly. I'm not a big enough fan of the musical or Midler, though I always enjoyed her in concert. She did that show for a year, winning the Tony and earning the production millions of dollars. So, how do you follow Bette Midler? Well, they came up with probably the only replacement that made sense, the much beloved and always reliable Bernadette Peters. And she has been largely filling the Schubert Theater. There are some half-price, though not great, seats occasionally available, and earning standing ovations for weeks now. She officially opens in a few days. Now, over the years, I have probably enjoyed Peters as much as anyone, except maybe Nathan Lane, on stage. Though Kelly O'Hara, Laura Benanti, and Audra McDonald are catching up. To my mind, she will always be Dot opposite George in Sunday in the Park, and Desiree in A Little Night Music. No one has ever sent in the tears along with those clowns as she did. So now Peters is conquering another Broadway stage with yet another D, as in Dolly. The star is in Good Boys, gets the laughs wherever she can find them, including filling a five-minute silence with hilarious table manners. She is sufficiently nimble on her feet, and of course she looks great in that red dress and gigantic hat. Victor Garber has replaced David Hyde Pierce as Horace Vandergilder, his first musical performance in many years, and he's excellent. Kate Baldwin, a leading lady in her own right, knocks the supporting but crucial role of Irene Malloy out of the park. All that being said, the production values of the show, which is directed by Jerry Zaks, feel a bit tired, slightly cheesy, and under par for such a big cast. Yes, there is a horse and carriage and a train car, but I don't know, somehow it just doesn't dazzle the way its leading lady does. Maybe our expectations for Broadway musicals are just too entrenched these days. You either see them jammed with special effects, SpongeBob, Anastasia, Miss Saigon come to mind, or pared down dramatically to a few props, such as in The Color Purple and all those Sondheims. This production lands somewhere in the middle. Now, Hello, Dolly has never been known for its book, though Michael Stewart's is serviceable. The thin plot, should anyone not know it, centers on newly widowed Dolly Levi, who, as she says, meddles for a living. The suspense, such as it is, centers on how long it will take Horace to realize that Dolly is the right match for him. Now, this show, however, is really about the cast and Jerry Herman's music, the title song, most importantly, but there are some other fine ones here. Put On Your Sunday Clothes, Ribbons Down My Back, Penny in My Pocket, and Elegance, to name a few. The first act ends with Dolly musically proclaiming her determination before the parade passes her by. Now, let me digress a moment and recall my first trip to New York. I think I've talked about it here before. I was a young girl. The two musicals we saw were Hello, Dolly with Carol Channing and Funny Girl with Barbra Streisand. Barbara, of course, was ending her first act with another parade proclamation. I guess the symbolism is just too good to pass up. Now, the Me Tours, should they end up at the Schubert, may find it jarring to hear lyrics like, "It takes a woman, a dainty woman, to bring out the sweet things in life." But we are reminded right up front that we're in the New York of 1885, when stores were called haberdasheries, so let that other stuff go. And Henry Higgins is weeks away from coming to Lincoln Center, where he will ask, why can't a woman be more like a man? So be prepared. Be very prepared. The truth is, there's something soothing about these stories now, which brings me to the Dolly audience, which is filled with satisfied tourists. They cheer every dance number, not great ones, by the way, and even the costume changes. And of course, they go wild every time Bernadette strolls the plank before them. And the big number, well, it doesn't disappoint. Let me also note with admiration and a little bit of hope that Bernadette Peters and Bette Midler are no longer youngsters. Bette is 72 and Bernadette is turning 70. And this role is physically and vocally demanding. Bernadette doesn't even have a matinee substitute, as did her predecessor. Now, staying on that subject for a moment, this week I interviewed Hayley Mills, one of my childhood idols, who has been drawing others like me to City Center to see how she's holding up at 71. Whoa. In a female comedy entitled Party Face, Mills told me she's thrilled to have found such a plum role at her age. You know, she said, actresses tend to have a shelf life, which is too bad because by now we're better actors with more to draw from. After her huge splash here in films like Pollyanna and Parent Trap, it seemed to many fans that, well, she disappeared. She went on to get married, divorced, parent two sons who are in their 40s now. But she has, she claims, never stopped, mostly appearing in television or on stage in Britain. It's the family business, she told me. My father, John, was still acting till he was 97. My mother was a playwright, and my sister, Juliet, is an actress. I asked Hayley how she managed to avoid the child star demons that have affected so many others. She said it was in going back to England in between her films, where she just was not as big a sensation, and having that family around her. I am also, she admitted, very glad it was not a time of social media. By the way, another former child actress who managed to avoid pitfalls and gossip is Anna Chlumsky, and she's also appearing in New York now at Second Stage Theater. You would also know her as one of the stars of HBO's Veep. Chlumsky did appear after movies like My Girl. Why? Well, she chose to go to college, the University of Chicago, no less, and come back to acting as a young adult. Anyway, it was a week to reflect on the fact that following big performances can be tough, but it can also be rewarded. Okay, Bernadette's not going to get a Tony this time, but she is reminding people how great she still is. And it's always a good time to celebrate age and aging well. And as we know, Jill, compared to the other mediums, theater does that best.
Not to mention the fact that, let's just say that many of the show, the revivals, et cetera, that are opening are in the hands of people who do, you know, they might not be spring chickens. I'm not talking necessarily about the actors and actresses, the actors themselves.
Right.
Are you even allowed to say actress? Or are they now working, everybody's an actor?
Yes, they all call themselves actors.
Okay, so sorry about that. But anyway.
We say actresses when we're talking about women. Yeah.
All right, so... The point is that one of the benefits of the experience, what are the benefits of being alive for a while is that you've got certain experiences that
right.
simply do not leap from the page to the execution just like that.
Exactly.
So there, many, many, many moons ago, you used to have to... consult with your mentor, your elder, so to speak, because
mm-hmm.
they might know stuff that you yeah. didn't.
Right. And how would I be feeling at this point? What did the how did the country react? How?
Yeah.
No, it makes you better. Like Hayley. I now call her Hayley, of course, because we're on a first name basis. But like she said, I'm better now. And here she is playing this demanding. Controlling mother, very funny actually, but she has a lot to bring to that. She could have done that as an
11-year-old. But moreover, if you the idea with a craft is that you improve, you get better, and
yes.
the only way you get better is through experience. Once again, yes. there's that E word through experience and through practice,
yes.
and certainly,
yeah.
Certainly, any actor knows, and this is fair. This isn't a knock, but people who are just watching from the outside and sort of doing it through the screen, you know, through a social media prism,
right.
don't know how much work goes into showing up. I mean, firstly, getting cast. It is mind-boggling. Not to mention the survival job you have to get along the way,
and during a show.
Eight times a week.
And you are really the star.
And you've got to be there on time. Like, you don't get to say, oh, I'm feeling a little faint today. I don't think I can, you know, no. It's like you just show up.
It's exactly right. And this is a season in particular to really celebrate that. Denzel Washington is coming in a four-hour production of Eugene O'Neill. You know, he's in his 60s. What's the hottest show on Broadway right now? Bruce Springsteen, who's 68 years old. It takes a lot. But this, and as we know, theater is the most forgiving medium, not just because they're far away from us and we can't see the lines on their face, but because people appreciate that somebody has done it so long and brings so much to a role. It's appreciated, I think, more than it is certainly on film and on television. It's becoming better. We know that it's definitely becoming better, certainly in television, which is why so many of those former film stars who have shelved out, as Haley Mills says, have moved to television. But theater is still the place where the Tyne Dailies and the, oh my God, so many of the Angela Lansbury was working until she was in her 80s.
But let's just go, what's the difference? What isn't there?
Yeah.
There isn't a screen. It's live. And no matter, you can actually transfer this concept to any of the arts. You can look at a picture of the Mona Lisa on the internet. Lucky you. It's not the same. Even when you get there, you get to the Louvre, you look at it. If you can see past all of the people looking at it, and you go, my God, that's tiny. But the point is, you don't.
How old Mona Lisa is. She's really old.
Yeah. But you don't even know. Very absolutely right. But the point is, you don't even know until you're looking at it.
No, that's true. There's something just thrilling about seeing people doing what they do on stage. And it's not more thrilling to see somebody who's been doing it necessarily 40 years, but it's certainly as thrilling and certainly cause for a tremendous respect. You let it go. A lot of us could sit out there thinking, oh, God, is she going to remember her lines? Oh, my God. But it's not about that. First of all, they do. And even if they forget a line or if they add a new line, they bring something to it. So I think Bernadette Peters is going to be a very, very memorable Dolly. She'll be with us for quite a while.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.